Welcome back. This is Mitch McAllister of Notes from the Underground, April 19th, 2005. That was Heliosequence with Blood Bleeds. That's off their most recent release from Sub Pop Records called Love and Distance. I love that album, actually. I've had it for a while. Ever since I saw them open up for Modest Mouse, I've been a big fan. They were at the Ventura Theater about a year ago. maybe just a little bit over a year ago, and they hadn't yet come out with Love and Distance. They have two other discs that they released before this most recent one. They did those on their own. They're a Portland band, and it's a really interesting show. It's actually, if you can believe it, it's only two guys, and they're able to produce roughly what you just heard in a live setting, which is hard to believe because it's, you know, there's a lot of electronic stuff going on there. But basically, the drummer is also a keyboard. You know, he does a lot of keyboard and electronic stuff, so he pre-programs a lot of stuff and you know, some of these textures and bass lines, and they plug it into the main PA system, so that it's got, you know, plenty of bass for you when you're playing. So you get surrounded by these textures, the keyboards and the bass lines and stuff, and then you can focus in on the vocals and the guitar and the drums that are on stage, and it's very, very cool. They're a great band, you should definitely check them out next time they're in town. Helio Sequence. Now I got another track here from a guy named Andrew Bird, and this is off his newest release that came out in February. So here it is. It's called A Nervous Tick Motion of the Head to the Left.
Overprescribed under the mister, we had survived to turn on the history channel and ask our resting panel, why are we alive? And here's how they reply. Yo, what happens when two substances collide? By all accounts, you really should have head to the left. nervous tick motion of a hand. Over imbibed under the mister, barely alive, we cover the blisters in flannel, though the words we speak are banal. Now one of them's a lie, now one of them's a lie. What happens when two substances collide? And by all accounts, you really should have done.
All right, that was Andrew Bird. Nervous tick motion of the head to the left. That came off of has recently released The Mysterious Production of Eggs release. And it's actually very cool. I heard him on KCRW on Sunday morning, I guess it was. Not the Becomes Eclectic show, but they have it every Sunday. They showcase an artist and they talk about their newest album. It's actually a really cool show. Discovered a lot of artists that way, and there's a very good interview, and he talks a lot about about the album and the name and the meaning and all and everything that goes into this release. And what I found sort of most compelling was his description of what the name A Mysterious Production of Eggs means. I don't know. You should go listen to it. You can get it at kcrw.com, or you can check it out actually on his website where I got the MP3, which is bowloffire.com. It's a pretty interesting little website there. There's some funny photos there. Press kit, bio, mix, contact albums, all that stuff. So listen to that clip or watch that clip from him talking on KCRW, and you can get a little more background. His lyrics are very mysterious, and maybe this will shed some light onto it. One of the things that I think he said was that the whole concept behind A Mysterious Production of Eggs was sort of when a child discovers the world of adulthood and all that goes into it, and how that can, yeah, it was analogous to the book Where the Wild Things Are, and how there's such a stark difference between the adult and the child world. And I guess this was an effort to explore that. So check it out. Check it out if that's interesting to you. So anyways, let's see. What else do I got? I have here, it is Tuesday. And one of the reasons I do the show on Tuesday is so I can tell you guys about new releases. I think I told you last week about The National. They released their album last week, Alligator Beggars. Alligator. What is it? I think it's Alligator is the name of the album, and Beggars Banquet is the label. I can't keep track of all these labels, man. So let's see what else. So this week, though, we got Ryan Adams, who just released another on Lost Highway. Cold Roses is the name of his disc. And another band called Caribou, their CD called The Milk of Human Kindness. And the Balanescu Quartet. They just released one on Mute Records. And Eastern Lane, called The Article is the name of the disc there on Rough Trade. So got some cool stuff coming out. Cool stuff coming out every day. You know, I was gonna play something from Spoon because they've got a CD coming out in May, and then I listened to the Tracks Up the Tree. I don't know if you guys listen to that, but that's one of my favorite podcasts. Playing a lot of the same kind of music and covering the same kind of topics. Funtime Ben kind of inspired my whole line of thinking that I should be playing music that was only freely available on the internet, not stuff off my CDs or whatever, because I want to support this whole movement that's going on where bands are putting their releases right on the internet so that people can podcast and put on mixes and move stuff around without having to go out and buy the whole disc, so you can get sort of a taster. And I really think that's a key component to the future, just sort of like how bands used to release singles to the radio stations. Now they're putting up freely available music, and I think that's going to be an important part, especially if this podcasting takes on, because, it's just too hard to get a hold of everything. So you bands out there, keep posting your music so we can... put it on our websites, put it on our podcasts. Let's see. There's I was going to play. I got a little sidetrack there. I was going to play something from Spoon. There's something. They had a camera. What's the song called? I'm going to type it in on the internet here. But they got that. They have a new release coming out. And then I heard on Funtime Ben's podcast that he had swiped it. Ooh, smarts! But that's okay. I got plenty of music to play for you guys. He also grabbed. It was so funny because I was going to play that and Stephen Malcolmus, because I was on the Matador website, and those are two of their newest releases. So. That's a cool website. That's where last week I brought in stuff from M Ward, and they just got all kinds of great stuff. I noticed though that they're really hip bands, like Interpol and Yola Tango, and some of the more well known bands don't actually have freely available MP3s there anymore. So I guess that's another part of the whole deal, that if you get really popular, then you can't put your stuff up there anymore. But I don't know. Anyways, so I decided not to play Spoon this week, because Funtime Ben did it, but mostly just because he did it. But I felt bad for him. He spilled his beer on his keyboard this week and in the middle of that song, so I felt like that was kind of his in a way. Anyways, here's a tune from Cat Power.
Don't look back.
That was Cat Power with He Wore. Now, I actually had the pleasure of seeing Sean Marshall, Cat Power. That's a real name. Yeah, heard it here first. Notes from the Underground. That's my job, peeps. I heard Sean Marshall's band, Cat Power, at the Troubadour here in L.A. And it was a very interesting show. Interesting is the only way I can put it. I didn't even stick around for the whole thing because it was, after a while, it got to be kind of tiresome. But I guess she suffers from stage fright. So it's all she can do to keep from running off the stage at any given moment in her performance, which I think is sort of an unusual thing. I don't know if it's a gimmick or if it's real. I would imagine it's real. It seemed very real, and you know, everyone was there to really, you know, to support her and to let her know that it was okay and that we wanted to be there and that we wanted her to continue playing. And you know, while that was true after the third or fourth, you know, long break where we're just kind of waiting for her to come out, it got a little tiresome. But nevertheless, I love her music. I love that disc, You Are Free, that came out of. I think that was released in 2003, also on Matador Records. Although, here's another band that I wasn't able to find MP3s for her on the label website, but it was available on download.com, which is funny. I used to get all my software, you know, my freeware for my computer there, but now I go to Version Tracker. VersionTracker.com. No, it's not a plug. I don't really have anything to do with them, but it is a great website for, you know, to get stuff. If you've got a Mac, that's a great place to get shareware, or, you know, you can download your podcast aggregator there. Which actually is a bring something up. But does anybody out there know if I can get a podcast aggregator for system 10.28. I have my laptop. I still have on the 10.28, and I can't seem to get a podcast aggregator. So now I'm just pulling it and podcasts onto my PC at the moment, because it's more convenient. But whatever, that doesn't really matter. If you know of a good 10.28 podcast aggregator, send it my way. But what I'm doing with the PC seems to be working, so that's cool. I got this thing called iPod Agent, which pulls weather and movies and podcasts and, you know, all kinds of crap, and puts it on my podcast on my iPod. So that's cool. Yeah, actually, my podcast busted. It I don't know what happened. I couldn't turn it on. I tried to play a song one day and nothing. And I restarted it and I went through all this, you know, pseudo troubleshooting with the disk utility and all this crap. I couldn't get it on. So I just sent it to Apple, because it's not even a year old, and I sent it to them, and within 4 days I had my a brand new one in my hands. So working with the new one, doesn't have any scratches on it or anything, so it's not quite as cool, but you know, I can do my hair. I can do my hair now on the back of the iPod, cuz it's all shiny, so fresh and so clean. Anyways, I'm running a little long tonight. I got one more track for you guys, and then I am going to call it an evening. But it's been a pleasure playing music for y'all. One more website I wanted to tell you about. It's called WebJ. And, you know, I don't really know what the licensing is and or how it all works, but basically there's a website where you can put together your own playlists that other people can listen to. It's basically just a bunch of MP3s, I guess, that they house. And you, I don't know if you can download them or not. I guess you can download them, but there's a ton of music on this site. I ran into it when I was looking for Andrew Bird, because he's actually pretty popular on that site. And there's a ton of different, you know, it's sort of like a community, some sort of online, you know, music community. So check that out. It's kind of cool. We'll see how that site does. Webj.com. Anything else? Do I have anything else? I kind of like to end on a song. So I like to kind of get all my talking out and then end on a song and then just kind of say adieu at the end, because that's just, I don't know. I just like it that way. You know, it's all about the music. It's got to start with the music. It's got to end with the music. And you can chit-chat in between. So, I could tell you about my book. So I'm reading a Stephen King novel called The Gunslinger. I never read Stephen King before. I always kind of thought maybe he was too poppy, too popular. But I actually kind of like it. It's not... I would say, you know, sometimes I got to reread some of the sentences because they're not exactly clear to me what he's getting at. But this is a very interesting story. It's a sort of a it's like a Western meets sci-fi kind of deal. It's like, I don't know, Clint Eastwood type protagonist is fumbling his way through this time warp dimension desert place. It's the first of 7 books, so I'm almost done with this first one. I'm definitely gonna make my way to the next one. I guess he just finished the 7th book in this Dark Tower series, and he started this book when he was 19. So it's definitely, you know, worth looking. If you like Stephen King, I'm sure you probably already read it or have read something like it. I've heard people say that this book, that all the other books that he's written were basically practice for this series of books, for this Dark Tower series, and it's very much rooted in sort of Lord of the Rings kind of adventure, epic proportions. It's kind of cool if you like reading a good sci-fi fiction, and check it out. Have any movies? I don't think I have any movies to talk about this week. Maybe next week. Got the releases out, got some music, got some websites, and got myself a decently sized show here. Anyways, thanks for listening. Love you guys. And here's one more tune for you. This is a band called Kilowatt Hours. Think of me when she's Thanks again. This is Mitch McAllister of Notes from the Underground, signing off.